This is the first of two reflections on our themes of darkness and light. In the beginning was darkness. The earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. Genesis 1. Formless, dark, empty. That's how it began. Darkness came first. It was the precursor. The primordial waiting room was filled with darkness. The birth of earth happened in darkness. And we waited in gloomy hope for that original command for light. And as we waited, the darkness filled the universe and filled our hearts and still hovers around our souls today. To live in darkness is not to live. You need light to live. Where is God? God is there in the darkness, hidden behind his voice, molding the darkness, forming the darkness, shaping it, filling it, and stilling our hearts that are full of fear and uncertainty. But how do you know? How do you know where God is? You can't touch him, you can't see him, and when you call, he doesn't answer. You foolish man, you desperate woman, do you think you can summon God to appear? Your thinking is futile and your hearts are full of darkness. Romans 1. You're back where you began, a dark heart in a dark world, clawing for meaning. If the whole universe has no meaning, we should never have found out that it had no meaning. Just as if there was no light in the universe, we should never know it was dark. Dark would be without meaning. C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity. And then God said, "Let there be light." And there was. And God said, "The light is good." And he called the light day and the darkness night. Light is good. Light is day. Light lights the way. But is it the way you want to go? There will be no more gloom. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. For a child has been born, a son has been given. And so Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." See, darkness covers the earth. We're back where we began, shrouded, covered in mist, the formless void, uncertain, anxious. And yet, a child is born, a son is given, the light shines, the angels sing, the glory of the Lord shines upon us. The Lord will be our everlasting light, and our days of sorrow will end. Isaiah 60. But when and where? What is Isaiah talking about? who is this child? Where is this God? Christmas Eve 2020. What a year. It started with bushfires and then a virus. Flames followed by disease. Inferno followed by infection. A year to forget, or a year never to forget. A year to learn from, or a year to run from. Christmas can't come soon enough. We need some good news. We need some peace and goodwill. We need the baby in the manger. We need Mary and Joseph. We need our trees covered in Christmas decorations. We need the stars and the wise men. We need the animals round the manger, the angels singing their lungs out. And we need the age-old story of love come down, the story of silent night, the story of hark the herald angels sing, of Mary's grace and Joseph's patience. We've all been through such a lot, and we've seen how fragile life really is. Death and destruction have camped around us. Fear and anxiety have stalked us. And we've grieved so much. We've missed so much. But tonight, we remember that Christ was born. Christ was born in Bethlehem, and we sing our songs of praise about that great truth. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, he is the true light that gives light to everyone. He became flesh and lived among us, the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1. In the beginning, he was there. He was with God at the very beginning, when all was darkness, when the earth was formless and empty, and the Spirit hovered over the deep. He was there. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus Christ. He was with God and was God. In the beginning, he was there. And then, miraculously, he was here. The Word made flesh, the light shining in the darkness. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. The angels sing of Christ the Saviour born. A weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Dear friends, the Lord Jesus, born in a Bethlehem back room, looks at our weary world and rejoices. For such as this did he come. For such as you and me did he come. And in him is light and life, a light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome. We celebrate Christmas as if it is an event, a date in the calendar, a day, a special day, Christmas Day, but just a day. But Christmas is not a day. Christmas is a life. It's a life with Christ, a life of fellowship with him, of submission to him, a life of peace and goodwill, a life with God. We walk through life hand in hand with God, never alone, towards an eternal life with Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world. From our closing poem tonight, I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he said, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be better to you than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. From the gate of the year, Minnie Louise Haskins. It's been a dark year, and who knows what lies ahead. But you are not on your own. Jesus is the light of the world. He came to give us light and to point the way. Put your faith in him and follow his light. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. What apt words for the year we've just had. But I know God has not changed, and he will support us no matter what the challenges are that wait for us. It's a shame we haven't been here together tonight so that we could give each other a hug and a handshake. But God will go with you, and he will sustain you in the year ahead. Christmas greetings from me and from all of us here at St. Alfred's and St. Luke's.